The team is working on a detection device called a bubble chamber. Dark matter makes up a lot of our universe and can't be detected with electromagnetism the way other particles can. So researchers use a chamber full of superheated liquid to detect the bubbles made when dark matter collides with the nucleus of an atom. The bubbles made by this reaction are similar to bubbles made by radiation, but they sound different. The team at IUSB is building the sound sensors that listen to the bubbles. Elon Levine is the physicist heading the research at IUSB.
And that sends a signal out to the data acquisition system. And by looking at that sound signal, we can tell on an event-by-event basis, that could be dark matter. That's not dark matter.
They're also making the pressure sensors to detect how many bubbles are made in an event and the temperature sensors for the system. IUSB received a grant for more than $700,000 from the National Science Foundation to fund the work. Other institutions are making other components of the chamber. Together, it will hopefully help the researchers learn more about the nature of dark matter and our universe. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.